Hi, I'm Stuart Mitchell. I've never used this kind of technology to communicate with people before, but I thought I'd give it a try. I grew up as the youngest of eight kids in a family in Western Pennsylvania in the United States. And my parents sent us off to Sunday school and church most every Sunday morning throughout my growing up years. I guess that it was a good indication that I was to be the youngest of the children because my mother and father started a new business together the same year that I was born. In fact, I spent my first few weeks of life in a basket tucked under my mother's desk. But after I was old enough to be cared for by my older sister, I was left at home and the business grew up, and I grew up basically without parents. But in the church group that we were part of, when I was 12, I did what all other 12-year-old boys in the group did, and that is I went to a class to learn about how the church worked and what the things were that the church believed. And we happened at that time to have a leader for the group who was actually born again and in love with Jesus. And one day after the class, he led me to pray a simple sinner's prayer and to receive Jesus in my own heart. And while I was doing that, the Holy Spirit made his first appearance that I know of in my life, because at the end of that simple sinner's prayer, the Holy Spirit led me to add another sentence of my own, or his own, that said, "And Jesus, whatever you have for me, I want it." Amen. Well, only a 12-year-old boy could be so adventurous as to pray such a prayer, having no idea what it meant. But God loved me, and I managed to survive my teenage years hanging around with some guys who should have gotten me into deep trouble, but I managed to avoid the trouble. And I then went off to college, and halfway through my college time, when I was 18, I went to a charismatic prayer meeting, and I was prayed for and received the Holy Spirit. And I knew that God had plans for me, but I just didn't know what they were. So I became convinced that I should begin to prophesy and say great and wonderful things to the body of Christ. But God had other ideas, and even though I wanted very much to prophesy, for the first 5 years that I walked with the Holy Spirit, I basically never prophesied at all, because God was training me to stop relying on my intellect and to wait until I heard what the Spirit was saying before I opened my mouth to speak. It was a good training time, even though very frustrating for me at the time. Period. As I grew in the Lord, I also grew in responsibilities. I married. My wife and I had 5 children, which we raised, and they are now all adults, and I now have 8 grandchildren. And we all know the Lord to one degree or another. But in the late part of the 20th century, in the 1990s, I became more actively involved in beginning to travel and serve in the body of Christ. And since about 1997 or 8, I have traveled on 5 different continents and been in, I don't know, about 40 different countries, and yet not doing the kinds of things that most people who travel in ministry tend to do, because I have never been called to be one who is evangelizing and trying to win the lost to the Lord, although many lost people do get saved in the course of my serving. Rather, my focus has always been upon helping to build the leadership in the true living bride of Christ, the church. In that process, I have discovered that the Lord has led me down paths that are a little different than many people have walked, period. I don't see the church as being a group of organizations, or even one large, massive organization comprised of all those various organizations. Rather, I see the church as being a much smaller group of people, each of whom has an intimate relationship with Jesus, and each of whom is intended to be personally and intimately connected with other members of the body of Christ. Because that's true, I have spent a lot of my time in recent years emphasizing that Jesus asked us to make disciples. And in that process of talking about that on 5 different continents, I've discovered that most people, when you talk about making a disciple, have no idea what you're talking about. So I have spent quite a lot of time trying to help people come to an understanding of what it means to be a disciple and what it means to make a disciple. One of the things that is very important to me in that process is to make clear that relationships in the body of Christ are not based on our human authority over each other. Jesus, just before he asked us to make disciples, made it very clear that he is the one who has all the authority and all of the power, and that we are not being given power and authority over other people's lives, but we are commissioned to make disciples of them without the use of power or authority. Because much of the church's structure is based on human ideas taken from human business practices, this is basically not very well understood. So during these series of things that I'll put on to videos like this, I'm going to try to explain some of what I'm talking about, and you can choose to believe what the Holy Spirit bears witness to for you, and perhaps you will find some of it will greatly enrich your life and enrich the life of the other believers that you fellowship with and have relationships with. In this process, I will continuously try to communicate to you my love for you as part of the Bride of Christ, and would hope that Father God would continue to communicate his love through me. And toward that end, I will continue to be his, thus yours.